Okay, now keep in mind, there are a ton of places that you can go to get more information. This is just, you know, a 15, 20-minute class on goals and steps and all the things that you have to do in dreams. But there are literally thousands, I'm not kidding, thousands of books on goals and vision and thought process and all the different things that we've talked about over the past couple of weeks. And I want you to start reading them. I mean, there's a saying out there, and it's in every network company, leaders are readers. And that's the truth. We never, ever, 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 ever stop learning. Never. We should constantly be going through that process. And you need to start doing that. And we need to actually be reading in several different categories. Spiritually, you need to be reading books about what your beliefs are in your growth system. In my opinion, you should be reading the Word of God every single day. That's my opinion. You don't have to agree. But that's one of the things I truly believe. We should also be reading self-help books on every single aspect in your life. If you've got a problem, let's say habits. You've just got some habits that you just can't stop. You can't change the habits that you set up. There's some great books out there on habits and procrastination and how to begin changing that. And if out of every book all you picked up was one or two things and you applied it, remember, again, it's always the action. We got to put the action behind it. If you get a great idea, apply that one idea and be proud of the change that you made. Don't look at all the other things you haven't fixed yet. We're always in the process of change. We are always in the process of growth. That's never going to stop. That's never, ever going to stop. There's never a time where you're suddenly going to be perfect. But if you will apply one thing and apply it well and continue doing it every single day and focus your energy, you'll get better at that and be proud of it. Be like, hey, I'm not biting my fingernails anymore. I'm not whatever it is. Be excited about that one change that you have accomplished. If you're finally out there sharing with one person a month and you've never done that before, be proud of it. Hey, I shared with my one person this month. I've got 28 days. I don't have to do anything. Be proud of every little step that you have, because what's going to happen is when it excites you that you did it, the next time you decide to make a change, it's going to be even easier. Because you accomplished it. I mean, I give myself everything. One of my little things, and I might have already shared it, I don't even know, is that if I do my 10 a day every single day, I've shared with somebody, 10 people, then I get to get a pedicure. I do it for 2 weeks, so twice a month I get to get a pedicure. I bring in my Epsom salt with my lavender in it and my lotions and all my good stuff, and I have them use all that, and they do me this wonderful pedicure. They massage my legs, and I enjoy every little bit of it. And if you ever look down and you see my toenails all a mess, and you know I did not hit my goal, so I had to go an extra 2 weeks without getting a pedicure. Because, see, that's the thing. If you're going to reward yourself, you better make sure you wait. One of the things, we were growing so fast when we first got into Young Living, and it just seemed so simple. It's just, oh, this is so simple, and we're growing so fast. And we set one of our goals, and one of our goals was we want a big 15-passenger van, and I've got it all pictured in my mind. It's going to be big and red, and I even have an artist who's going to do the Ninja Red bottle on it, and it's going to be the Ninja-mobile. And all of the teens at our church are all excited about it because they're always with us and hanging out with us, and they can't wait to be in the Ninja-mobile, and they're trying to convince me to have a red ninja on the side of it and all these different goofy things. And, you know, when we told them, when we go dine-in, we're going to have the Ninja-mobile, because I really, my first expectation was that a year after we got in, we would be diamond. And it hasn't happened. We've helped a whole lot of other people get to silver and gold and done a lot of things, and priorities change. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. And I know where we're going. But because I had set my goal, my Ninja-mobile, when do I get it? I get it when I'm diamond. So that means all this time, even though financially we could go get a Ninja-mobile anytime we want, and our little green van that has, oh, my gosh, crazy a number of miles on it, just crazy, and it's beat up, and it's got some holes in the door and some different things. And every time we take it in to get repaired, every single time, I think, oh, honey, let's just buy a new van. Let's go get the Ninja-mobile. And then we remember we can't. We set it as a goal. And whatever your reward system is, if you have to get somewhere in order to get something, you need to make sure that you keep that in alignment, because if you give it to yourself without hitting it, then you lie to yourself. And that's a road you don't want to go on. That's a road you just choose to keep your word, especially to yourself. Keep what you say and honor what you say and do what you say you're going to do. So when you see us in our big Ninja-mobile, you'll know we finally hit that peak, and we're just going to be thrilled and excited, and we know that's going to come soon. So anyways, keep that, make sure you understand that. But part of that process is the reading. The reading will really make a difference for you. There are just a ton of wonderful books, and we have a list that we send out to our teams on different books that we recommend, and it just gets longer and longer and longer and longer because there's so many good ones out there. I've never, ever, ever read a book that I didn't get something. Now, some of them I had to work really hard to figure out what that something was, but I've never been disappointed. I always get something out of a book, and if you go into it looking for that nugget, then you're going to find it too. So do that process. And then CDs. I tell you what, if you are not real familiar with Young Living and health and wellness and just the general health and wellness and how essential oils work into it, one of the easiest ways for me is to get the CDs at the back of the Essential Science Publishing catalog. They've got all the different conferences and classes, and you've got Terry Seacrest back there, and you've got Vicki Opfer, and you've got Marcella von Harding, Gary Young, Mary Young, all of these different specialists, Mark Schroeder, have all of these CDs in the back of that catalog, and they're like $3, $4, $5, I don't remember how much they are. But if you ordered four of those a month, in 1 week out of each, you know, one CD for each week, and you listened to it over and over and over again, and you took opportunities to take notes, you would learn so much. And I recommend just start at the beginning. Start at number one and go all the way through and start listening to them because your wealth of knowledge and your belief. You see, that's what it's going to build is belief. When you hear over and over and over about how the oils work with the liver and that all those functions that the liver does and how it helps to release emotion and make changes and physical, I mean, just you can't help it. Your belief will begin to change. And the beauty of CDs is that the belief of everybody that's listening with you is going to change as well. And so what that means is if you're living in a family of naysayers and they're not really into the oils and they think you've kind of gone off the edge, then you listening to those CDs and then hearing all of these different specialists talking and sharing the things that you're trying to share, it's going to create that. And we have found that our children, all four of them, will quote things off of the CDs when they're talking to people. And my 17-year-old son has no desire to eat 100% healthy. When he goes out with his friends, he almost always will grab a Monster or the different things and doesn't make the best decisions at 17. It's pretty normal. But the funny thing is if something happens, somebody's sick, somebody's got this, somebody's got that, he'll tell them exactly what oil they should be using or he'll bring them over. I can't tell you the number of times that he's stopped by the house with a friend because that friend needed some oil, they had this, that, or the other thing going on, and he'll go over the shelf, and he knows exactly what oil they have to put on. It is just amazing because they pick it up. I mean, they're going to get that. So that's one of the added benefits to the CDs is it's going in. And even just putting one in next to the bed as you're drifting off to sleep, putting it on real low, our mind never turns off. It never turns off. It's going all night long. And if you put one of those in, somebody that's not necessarily somebody really energetic, because, you know, Gary can get there and he can just get you motivated. And when I'm listening to him, I can't necessarily relax and go to sleep. But when you're listening to some of them, they're very relaxing. And it's just a very calming information that's coming on. And just let that go in as you're drifting off to sleep. It's a great thing to do because you're learning while you're sleeping, learning via osmosis, you know, and like the teenager studying and cramming for a test and they fall asleep on the book. They're trying to get it that way. Well, that's kind of what you're doing. You're just going to fall asleep and let it get into there. And then area meetings. You want to know the very best way to really understand the subject? I mean, to really, truly get it from every single angle is to teach it. You have got to begin doing those area meetings. If you want to be successful and you really want to build yourself a Young Living distributorship, which is what these CDs are talking about, and if that's something you want to do, then you need to get out there and start teaching it. And I don't care if you've only been in for a few weeks. You can take one subject matter. Essential Oils Basic is a very simple, very, very simple class that anybody, anywhere, tomorrow could teach the class. You're going to open up your EDR, paperclip all the pages that have the everyday oils on it, and you can go page by page and just talk about each of the oils that are in there. And you can have them smell the oils. You can pass them around the room, and you can even have individual people in the class read it. Say, okay, this is peppermint. Read what peppermint does. And they read out loud what peppermint does, and everybody's smelling the peppermint and rubbing it on their arms and their hands. And you can do that. You absolutely can. It's very easy to get that down and to start learning that. And you need to learn a little bit about where our company came from. There are resources all over online. You can type in Young Living Farms and you'll see pages of information come up. There's so many distributors that have been in for a long time that have phenomenal, very in-depth websites. I go to them and just study and read and learn because I want to know the why and the how. I want to be able to explain that to other people in a very easy word. So that's things that you can do, and you need to be teaching them. And if they're in your area, not only do you need to be teaching them, but you need to be attending the other area meetings because it helps to bring belief to the people coming to the meetings. If the only time you go to a meeting is when you bring somebody with you, and if that's all that anybody ever does, you're never going to have enough people at that meeting to bring belief, to build that exceptional excitement that needs to be there. So you can do that by just participating, being a part of it. Every single really highly successful networking company out there has weekly meetings. I mean, even the makeup companies that are out there, they have weekly meetings to keep their distributors remembering the reason why they're doing it, so they can hear what other people are doing, so they can try different sales techniques, so they can try. The meetings are there not only for the brand new person to learn about health and wellness, but they're also there for you to build and remind you of your beliefs. Because like I said, when something happens to you, and it's been a while since the changes happened for me, it's the stroke. I don't remember as strongly, as vividly, what happened and why it excited me so much. But when I hear somebody else come into the meeting, I mean, last night alone, it was so awesome hearing one of our ladies that I didn't even really know, but she had got in, had some health issues, and one of them was diabetes. And she was on 5 different medications for her sugar and her heart and kidneys. And she has been with Young Living for, I believe she said, 3 months. I don't recall. It might have been less. But listening to her talk about the fact that she's off every single one of her medications, it got me excited again. I mean, this is a woman who, she said she couldn't, her pain in her feet from the neuropathy was horrible. And she had been crawling up the stairs before Young Living. And her 4th day on Minchered, she was able to just walk right up the steps without any problem. And it was just amazing. Actually, that's 2 different diabetes people and combined in the story. But that's what it's about. You get excited because you get to hear it over, and you get to hear somebody else's story and somebody else's story and somebody else's story. The meetings are important. And if you're in an area where there's no meetings going on, find some other people in the area and hook up and do the meetings together. Partner up. It doesn't matter if you're in the same line of leadership. I mean, technically, at some point, no matter what, everybody's always going to be cross-line. So even with me, we have all of our team that come to the meetings, but they're all cross-line from each other. So that has nothing to do with it. As long as everybody has the integrity and they're willing to partner with one another, you're going to see huge things happen. So just work with the meetings. Go with the system. We have a CD with the 3 health and wellness workshops talking about how we do that. And then there's a CD with that series that talks about how and why we do the health and wellness workshop. So really highly recommend that you check that out. But I also want to say at the end of those meetings, it is really imperative that you do these classes, the 6-week series that you've been listening to. It's imperative that you turn around and you teach that to somebody else, even if you have not 100% grasped the idea yet. We need to turn around because, one, you're going to learn it better. When you turn around and teach it, that's what these CDs are about. It's not just for you. I mean, I'm glad that you're getting it, and I'm glad if it's exciting you and changing your thought process. But really, it's about the people that haven't had the opportunity to hear yet. I want you to learn how to turn around and share that. So you do your health and wellness workshop whenever you do it. I mean, we have people that do it 10 o'clock in the morning with groups, and it's a 10 o'clock thing, and they go from 10 to 11:30 with health and wellness. Then they have from 11:45 to 12:15, they have the Purpose and Abundance, and then they have a luncheon, a Young Living luncheon, that they do, and they do that twice a month. That's their thing. And so there's no wrong way to do this, but you always have to make sure you add the purpose and abundance. We want to be balanced. Young Living is about balance. And so we've got the health and wellness. That's a huge, important thing. But then there's also purpose and abundance. And if you go one side too much, if you're too much on just business, then your business is off kilter and you don't have the same balance and growth. But if you could keep that balance, that's what it's about. It's about the whole package. You want to teach that to everybody. Give them that opportunity for everything. And don't be afraid that you'll blow somebody out of the water or they're not going to be interested. Or if you talk about the business you've seen through the series that we've talked about, that's not how we set it up. We don't set it up where it's just a money, 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 show me the money. That's not what it is. There's so many other pieces to it, and you have that opportunity. So the next time you go through this series, I want you to take notes on how you would transfer that information. If you notice, most of the classes are only about a 25, 30-minute class. I know the first one was a little bit longer, and this one's a little bit longer, because we're trying to tie in a lot of the other information. But both this Show Me the Money and this one as well are designed in that setting to be able to share them in 25 to 30 minutes so that you can honor people's time. So in the class that you're doing right now, you would talk about dreams and goals and the action plan and showing people how to start that process of setting some goals and even sitting down and helping people to accomplish some of it. And then you're going to hand them a flyer that has the books and CDs that you personally recommend. And I like the idea of only having one book and one CD, one book and four CDs that we recommend in a month. So we pull those out of the back of the Essential Desk Reference Guide. No, I'm sorry, Essential Science Publishing Catalog. And we say, these are the four that we're talking about and studying. And, you know, if you get any other information, bring it in and share it. And that's pretty much what we do. So if you take all that concept, you work it together, you do any of the ideas. Again, this is just my opinion. There is no wrong way to share Young Living. No matter what you're doing, you're going to get results. And if you want to tweak and use any of the ideas we have, that's awesome. If you decide that this is so not anything you have a desire to do, that's awesome too. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope that you have been blessed, and I hope that you go about your day blessed and highly favored. Thank you so much.